Watching the world go by, filled up a frosted glass. I took a sip and made it last. I tell you what, I never tasted so good. Wouldn't change this moment even if I could. I'm a watching the world go by. 7 days a week. Nobody's home. Lights all off, the blinds all drawn. I got the picnic blanket let out on the lawn. I'm watching the world. Down the pace, I'm a watching the world go by. I'm watching the world go by. Yeah, I'm watching the world.
That was Sean Wiggins and Watching the World Go By from her 2007 CD, The Kitchen Sink. And this is J.D. Doyle for Out Radio, and this middle hour of the show this month could be called my interview segment, as it will feature interviews with Jennifer O'Connor, David Dubb, and Sean Wiggins. Let's start off with Sean, as I wanted to hear about her latest album.
It's a mixture of country and rock, and it's my sixth solo release. And it's called Naked Thursdays, but I kind of think every day is good for nudity. Oh, God. Can I try that again?
I kind of liked it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, what's the name of your band?
Sean Wiggins and Lone Goat.
Is there a story there?
Well, it's not overly good. I've made up a story that a goat sort of appeared out of nowhere on my car, because goats like to be on top of things. But really, I spend a lot of time on the road and driving around Southern California or all over California. And we just happened to identify with a lone goat on the side of the road.
It's kind of spelled oddly on your CD cover.
It's spelled oddly because I can't type. So anytime I would type messages to my guitar player, who is also the designer of all the artwork, every time I wrote him, since I can't type, I would type it with incorrectly capitalized. So he just decided to make a joke out of it and put it on our as our logo.
What song from the album has gotten the most attention?
I think Whiskey and Duct Tape is a lot of people's favorite, and I use it as a PSA, sort of. You know, if you're something you should keep in the back of your car just in case, is Whiskey and Duct Tape and some Snickers bars, because they'll all last forever.
I got whiskey and duct tape, little Elvis glue. Got a six-pack of Oreos, a Snickers bar, too. I got coming for a while. And I can't remember when I seen you smile. I bought the years and all the tears would have made it all come clear. But I guess I haven't learned a gosh darn thing. Well, this ain't the first, but it won't be the last. But I sure got the cure to fix it up fast. I got whiskey and duct tape, a little Lamb's glue. Got a six-pack of Oreos, a Snickers bar too. I got Netflix for midnight, any old thing will do. I'm putting myself together as I'm getting over you.
And then also, I think Must Love Dogs is another favorite. I just am a dog lover, and so I figure any relationship I get into, the person has to love dogs, or really it's just a no-go from the beginning.
Love dogs who kind of like the Beatles, have a taste for braving the unknown and walking in the rain. And it would be so very nice if you also kind of liked cheese and crackers, Brussels sprouts and fine champagne. If you think camping might mean a room at the Plaza, or dining could be brie and wine and beck, well, pencil me in if you'd like chance, 'cause this could be a fine romance. You have to like to laugh at all the crazy messed up stuff we call the 21st century here on planet Earth. And tofu's swell, but I still have to have a burger, steak and fries for all that's worth. It would be nice if we could watch a Woody Allen movie and not judge his moral character. Well, pencil me in if you'd like to take a chance, 'cause this could be a fine romance. I'm not looking for a road scholar. Don't have to have much more than a dollar. Well, a sense of humor even at the very worst of times, and a smile that says, well, I can't believe you're mine. So take my hand and take my heart. This could be fantastic, a living work of art. There's no papers here to sign, absolutely no dotted line, we just have to start. My friends might be skeptical, thinking we're insane, or maybe it might just be a passing phase. I'm not frightened if you'd like to take a chance, 'cause this could be a fine romance. This could be a fine romance.
From all your albums, if you had to name your biggest hit, what would it be?
Into the Blue. I actually recorded it on my very first CD, where I was really learning how to play guitar at the same time that I recorded the first CD. Since I recorded it that way, I wanted to do it again with the band. So it's actually on my last CD also. And it turned out really good.
Which CD is it?
It's called The Kitchen Sink.
I never believed in a bright pot of gold. Hadn't put faith in the lies I've been told. And I put up my guard to hold back the world. I saw your face and I followed into the blue, into the green, into my life. You swept like a breeze. Back a smile when you brought back a touch, and I took a small step with the help of your hand. I could have wept as I followed into the blue, into the green, into my life. You swept like a breeze, and it's true, it's you that I need, and I'll follow, follow, follow. Maybe that's how it was supposed to go. I sure was feeling mighty low. Today's today, tomorrow will come. I won't turn away, cause I don't fear the sun. And I thank you for all that you've done. You'll know the truth.
Tell me about the song, I Gotta Be Me.
That covers all kinds of angles. You could say it was a coming out song, but it's also coming out in other ways than sexuality. It's coming out as a performer, and this is what's in my blood and the only thing I really want to or know how to do, and whether you like it or not. in a, you know, and then also around the same time I was finding myself, my sexuality also, I sort of came out late. So I Gotta Be Me was sort of covered my whole self.
But I just didn't have the chops. I wanted to be like Janis, but I couldn't handle the drugs. Oh, I wanted to be less organized, so people might think I was cool. But my friends saw right through it, and I wound up just looking the fool. Gotta be me, just who I am. Me, the good with the bad. Me, 'cause sometimes that's all that I have. And I gotta live with me. Found more to gain, 'cause I gotta be me, just who I.
How's your music changed over the years?
Well, I've gone through some different phases. One, I learned how to play guitar better, so it's improved musically. But adding the band in the last three CDs, I have a full band. So it's taken on a rockier sound as opposed to a more folky sound. And then I've also gone through some phases where I decided to write a little bit more on the country side as opposed to the folky side. So I would, you know, it depends on my mood and whether I'm in a good relationship or just gotten out of a relationship or looking for a new one. It's an ebb and flow, really.
I think I've read that your music was described by someone as bluesy country rock.
I have a lot of R&B background in my musical love is really Aretha Franklin and Chaka Khan and Gladys Knight and those kind of singers. So I have emulated them for, you know, most of my life, wanted to be a big black woman, and, you know, instead I'm a tall, skinny white chick.
Have you recorded any lyrically gay songs?
I'd never make anything specific. There are some songs that are, but you wouldn't know it unless you know me and unless I tell the story. Because I like to be more ambiguous so that anybody could relate, so that anybody could be touched by the idea. So I don't really, but there was one song, there was a song called Where Have I Known You Before that I actually wrote, that I performed with another band right before I ended up going solo, which was when I actually got divorced from my ex-husband, because I realized I was gay. Took me a long time. And then when the light bulb went off, it was, I could have had a V8. That's my problem. But Where Have I Known You Before was all about that feeling of, it was about realizing I was gay and a story about that.
Was that recorded?
Uh-huh. It was recorded with a band called Vinyl. It's very rootsy, old school sounding kind of tune. It was done live.
I was organized, categorized, anglicized, and generally all together. I walk the walk and talk the talk, right and wrong, embedded in my DNA. School polite, I was the picture perfect schoolgirl with straight A's. But then the walls came down today. Yeah, at least it feels that way. Well, there you were, I don't know where you came from, maybe from a side door. Suddenly, the fabric of my life, it just started to unravel. Something, goddamn, I don't think I can handle it. But then the walls came down today. Yeah, at least it feels that way. Tell you, I think that you could see it in my eyes. But there was absolutely no way I was gonna get you off my mind. And according to the rule books of how things ought to go, I was out of line. But then the walls came down today. Yeah, at least it feels that way. Chorus. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Where have I known you before? How could I be falling so far? My heart beats so sore. I think I must have known you. Where have I known you before? Oh, I don't know where we're going, but I'm pretty sure it won't be very far. And it's time I started listening to this song that's been singing in my heart. Took a tip from what you told me and turned this crazy feeling back to art. We're gonna end after this. But then the walls came down today. I guess that's okay.
That was Where Have I Known You Before, as done by Sean singing lead for the band Vinyl way back in 1997. And I Gotta Be Me was from her album by that title from 2003. Into the Blue came from the 2007 CD, The Kitchen Sink. And as you heard, Whiskey and Duct Tape and Must Love Dogs is from the new one, Naked Thursdays. I've got one more from 2010, and it's not on an album yet, but it should be. It's Sean's cover of the 1967 Buffalo Springfield song, For What It's Worth.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time to stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds, getting so much resistance from behind. Well, stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. You step out of line, my man can't take you away.
Next up, a short but sweet talk with Jennifer O'Connor, and I just loved her latest album, Here With Me. It's a very intimate and personal album.
The new album, Here With Me, is predominantly about a time in my life where I was coming to terms with loss in my life and simultaneously having the benefit of being in a new romantic relationship.
Tell me about Here With Me.
Here With Me is kind of a love song, but it's actually very much like what I was just describing in my description of the album. It's kind of, I'm in a new relationship and I'm excited about it, but I'm also dealing with some stuff, trying to figure out, you know, asking some of the big questions in life and trying to balance this happiness with this sort of searching and trying to make sense of a lot of things. But it's kind of, it's a love song, but it's kind of a heavy love song in exploring some darknesses as well.
Misery loves the cruel way that you speak to yourself. Give me. And we've got that's how I hope it's gonna be. There's nothing to fear. I know the things you want to be. I don't know if they will ever come for anyone. Oh, I want you here with me. I want you.
Tell me about Always in Your Mind.
Always in Your Mind is a song about, basically, you know, it's kind of a warning. You know, it could be to me or it could be to somebody else. It kind of is both of those things. About, you know, just making sure you live your life and you don't get too caught up in worry and in things you think about and just kind of being in the moment.
Go off to a distant place. You can hide inside an empty space. I can see you try. Always in your mind. Seems such a waste of time when you're running loops inside an endless life. You just say goodbye.
And I want to share one more track from the album. It's the opening one, The Church and the River.
My love waits for me to stand and deliver. Every promise that I've ever made, I want to keep them now, and I am not afraid. My love gives to me, she makes me a giver. I am so full of this light, it lives in my stomach and feeds me all through the night.
Those three tracks are from the latest album by Jennifer O'Connor, Here With Me. And the next person, sort of here with me, is Chicago artist David Dubb. He's young and cute, and damn, can he sing. I started naturally with wanting to hear about his debut album.
I've worked with a lot of people, a lot of great producers for this album. It's mostly pop and R&B flavored type of music, and I wrote all the lyrics, which was important for me. It's just a reflection of what I went through the past few years, and I'm hoping everybody likes it.
The album is called David Dubb and starts off with the song Beautiful.
The song Beautiful. I worked with a producer named Frankie Precious on that song, and he's really talented. We worked really well together. The song itself is basically a love story showing how you can be with somebody that not everybody necessarily agrees with you being with. But if you love somebody, you should be with them just out of how you feel. And it's basically a message saying that, you know, love comes in all shapes and sizes. And personally for me, it was about being in a relationship where not everybody agreed with the person that I was with. And since I found that person beautiful, I stayed with them.
You just the way you are, 'cause you're my everything. You're my moon and you're my star. They'll try to bring us down, but you know they won't succeed. They will never understand how beautiful you are. Change my mind, you've got a special love, something they may never find. No matter what they say, baby, it's out of jealousy. They could never understand how beautiful you are to me, baby. Try to pursue love,
to pursue love.
Too much risk involved, but you came and opened me. And I don't care if they can't see, 'cause in my heart now I believe that you are beautiful to me. Maybe they can't see how beautiful you are to, me. Maybe they can't see how beautiful you are to me.
How about the song Believe?
Believe is an inspirational song. It actually came out of The Secret. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but The Secret is a message. It's Kabbalistic, and it's basically that if you believe in something and you believe in it enough, you can achieve anything, that anything's possible. So Believe is, to me, an inspirational song, letting people know that anything is possible.
What's been the reaction to that song?
I've had a great reaction to that song, actually. People just find it very enduring and inspirational to them. I've also done a couple of charity events with it. So I don't know. It's a very inspirational song. It keeps people motivated and positive.
Just believe. World, still people are dying. There's enough love in this world, still children are crying. Why do we sit and wait for the world to change? How can it change if we stay the same? 'Cause we are the world, and our biggest mistake, how much a difference we would make if we believe. Ask and receive what you can conceive. You will achieve when you believe.
there's enough peace for everybody. When did we stop sharing? There's enough everything for everybody. When did we stop caring? Why do we sit and wait for the world to change? How can it change if we stay the same? 'Cause we are the world, and our biggest mistake is how much a difference we would make if we believe. Ask and receive what you can conceive. You will achieve.
Just love that one. And the songs For Our Love and These Same Things are like they were meant to go together.
For Our Love came after These Same Things, and it just kind of happened. It was one of those things where I was at the studio and I had a melody in my head and the words kind of came out at the same time. So that song, it's not necessarily a song, it's an acapella, but it came out very naturally and we were done recording it within like a half hour. So it was something that just evolved right after These Same Things was written.
They go terrific together.
Thank you.
And tell me about These Same Things.
These Same Things is more of a political song. It started with Prop 8 and the situation in California with turning over the legalization of gay marriage. And I just wanted to put a message out there, you know, doing my part to try to make some kind of change or at least voice my opinion on it.
I bet that you get a lot of response for that song.
I actually do. I get a lot of people that are appreciative of it, and I get a lot of people that just thank me for writing something and being openly gay and, you know, having the courage, I guess, to be open because so many people aren't.
We know that the world is against us, but still we are fighting for our love. We know that the world is against us, but still we are fighting for our love. We know that the world is against us, but still we are fighting for our love. We know that the world is against us, but still.
Where we can touch or kiss and public without BS on disapprove.
BS on disapprove.
This is not freedom. There is no justice in bias or the refusal.
Bias or the refusal.
To understand in the land of the free and the home of the brave,
this is insane. It's just crazy. Same things rise by your beliefs. You keep some murderers in peace. These same things rise by your beliefs. You keep some murderers in peace. You can marry the one you love, defend our country legally, killing the ones we're taught to hate. The sun rides on your lap. Believe I should have that freedom, cause it's my decision to make. I thought we were free. I thought we were free. I thought we were free. I thought we were free.
I thought we were free. Make no mistake, it's just crazy.
It's just crazy.
These same things.
These same things.
These same things. These same things. These same things rise by our beliefs. You get to murderers in peace. These same things rise by our beliefs. You get to murderers in peace.
You give to murderers and thieves.
These same things,
same things,
same things,
same things,
same things,
these 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 same things, 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 same
things, same things, same things, same things, same things, same things, same things, same things, same things, same things, same things, same things, same things, same things, same things, same things, same things, same things, same things, same things, same things, same things, same things, same things. You can murder a man, but I can't love one.
These
same things rise by your beliefs. You get to murderers in peace.
These
same things rise by your beliefs. You get to murderers in peace. These same things rise by your beliefs. You give to murderers in peace. These same things rights by your beliefs. You give to murderers and thieves. Cause we're supposed to be free. Can you explain this to me?
This is J.D. Doyle, and I'm closing this segment with a new one from David Dubb. Perhaps it'll be on his next album. It has a very direct message and is called Kiss.
Oh, 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 oh. Gonna break up, always gonna make up. We only enter, start over again. We can try to hide it, but we can't deny it. Baby, we'll always be more than friends. Our hearts are bipolar, we start then it's over. I really hate that. I love you so much. We mistreat each other, but there is no other whose lips I will taste or be given my love. Can we learn from mistakes? Anything that it takes, whatever the cost, it's a matter of pride. I can't be without it, I think so, then doubt it. I'm fully aware I'm addicted.
against my lips. I miss your kiss. I miss your kiss.
I miss your kiss.